This episode of the Texas Beer Experience Podcast is brought to you by Galveston Island Brewing. Visit Galveston Island Brewing at their taproom on Galveston Island or online at www.galvestonislandbrewing.com. Grab yourself a cold beer and get ready to enjoy the official beer podcast of the state of Texas. Welcome to the Texas Beer Experience Podcast, dedicated to all the great things about Texas craft beer. And I am your host, Leo Longoria. Hey, what's up, guys? We're back at it again for this week's podcast. So I think last week, after we finished at Brazos Valley, I said, hey, stay tuned next week because we're going on a little road trip down to Fredericksburg to hang out with the guys at Altstadt. And we had to postpone that trip. Huge bummer. I was really looking forward to it. But you know, the day and age that we live in now, and things happen, and you have to make changes. I even had a backup guest, and I was like, man, that's great. I'll have an extra week, and you know, just start, you know, stacking these shows. Well, they had to cancel too. Last minute. So I was like, man, what are we gonna do? And I've been thinking about this new series. It's a video series initially, and we are doing video for this one, just like we did for Brazos Valley. And it's called Friday Night Flights. And so we're back at the Cove, where, you know, we've recorded the podcast here many times for like Tour of Tuesdays. But they do this thing here called Friday Night Flights, and they have these really cool flights, handmade wooden things with these sick handles on them. You probably can't see them, but you can probably see the tops of them on the video. But I was like, man, we should do these a video where we do a series of four beers from Texas, and we try them, we talk about them, and then we say if we like them or we don't like them. And this is also a good way to learn, right? So like, I'm a level one Cicerone, or a certified beer server. And I've been there for 6 years. I actually looked at my certificate today. I was like, man, that was 6 years ago. And I haven't progressed, and I want to. So I'm using this as a way to, like, you know, really taste beers, try them, taste them, try and pick up, you know, a aroma, notes, tasting notes, things of that nature. And we want you guys to come along for the ride as well. So we got four great, well, before I go to the beers, my guest, my good buddy, Ronnie Reisner.
That's correct.
And I called him Risner for so long. Ronnie Reisner is here joining us. Ronnie, thank you for being here, man.
Appreciate you having me. It's going to be a blast.
Ronnie has a great palate. And, you know, he has his favorite styles of beer. But he also wants to learn, too. So I said, man, this is a good opportunity to do this. And he's just a good dude. And I think we have some things in common, not only just beer. But I think you said that you like comic books and
love comic books, big time nerd.
Horror movies. Before it was cool. Before all the Marvel movies.
I appreciate them though, because that's like a childhood dream come true.
Is it really?
See, yeah. You know, I mean, you used to see all the old ones where they were really cheesy and really like action figure-y.
And
those have their place, but you wanted to see something realistic. You wanted to see something cool. That's like they just jump off the page at you.
They kind of do. I've never was a really big comic book guy, but I can appreciate those movies, and I appreciate the history behind them as well. Yeah, I've come to learn that apparently all those major characters in the Marvel movies, they've died multiple times.
More than you can count.
In the comic books. I'm like, what? You killed Iron Man more than once?
Over under. More beers consumed or more deaths for Iron Man?
Oh, man. I would say more beers consumed for me.
In a lifetime,
for sure. I mean, how many times has Iron Man died?
I'm sure we could look that up, but I'm probably going to say it's probably in the hundreds. That's probably a week for Leo.
Well, No. I don't drink 100 beers in a week. No. I would even venture to say that I don't drink 100 beers in a month. But yeah. If Iron Man's only died 100 times, I've definitely drank more beers than that. Anyway, I digress. So, like I said, we're back at the Co. We picked four beers. Actually, Ronnie picked these beers for us. I think he did a really great job. Just kind of run a spectrum of different flavors and styles. The only thing I'm kind of disappointed is that there wasn't like a Pilsner or anything like that from Texas. So our light beer or a lagered beer that we chose today is a Schwarz beer from Altstadt. So we didn't get to go to the brewery, but we get to drink their beer. And this is a new one from them. And I don't think they're canning this one. I've never seen the cans of it, but I've seen it on draft a couple of times. I know it's been on draft here at the Cove more than once. And, man, it's just... A Schwarz beer is one of my favorites. The first one that I knew it was that's called a Schwarz beer was Back Pews.
That was the first one I had.
I don't even remember the name of it anymore.
Black Habit.
Yeah, man, that's one of my favorites, and it's a well-made beer. So essentially, a Schwarz beer, in layman's term, it's a dark beer that's made like a Pilsner. So it's easy drinking. It's light, low ABV, usually 5% or lower, and but it's dark, so you get the really nice roasted malty notes,
okay,
and then just super crushable at the same time. So why don't we go ahead and pick this one up? Oh, that's not it. I was picking up a hazy IPA. So that's number 5 on the tap list over here. So Schwarz beer. Let's see what the description says on Untappd for this beer from our good friends over at Altstadt. So this is a traditional German black beer in quotes. While not as dark as the name implies, the use of German Pilsner malts accompanied by dark Munich crystal and roasted malts give this brew a dark brown color with brilliant red hues. I can see that. You can see the red hues in there.
Definitely see the red hues.
Yeah, yeah. Easily one of our darkest brews. It is also one of our most easy drinking. So like I said, it's dark. A lot of people say, oh, it's dark, it's gonna be really heavy, palate wrecker. Not necessarily with a Schwarz beer. So I'm gonna go in for a little whiff of this one. Immediately I get like a little bit of like a coffee, just a light coffee note on the nose, and maybe a bit of chocolate. So now I'm gonna take a little sip. I'm gonna take a little sip and see what's going on here.
That's really crisp.
Yeah.
For it being this dark, you would assume it's gonna be a little more, I guess, more of a thicker mouthfeel, but it's really.
But this is not, it's a lighter beer. Like I said, this one's actually 5%, it's 22 IBUs, so it's low on the bitterness as well. But it's not, I wouldn't chug this beer. Huh?
I definitely would not. But
I would not chug this kind of beer, right? And not one that you could just kind of throw back. Definitely enjoy this and sip it.
I'd say this is like a good fall. Nice.
I would say it's a nice fall beer. Yeah. Yeah. Man. This is super tasty. And I mean, everything that those guys in Fredericksburg make is really nice. There's a little bit of lacing on the glass, which is nice to see that. And the head retention is really good on this, too. I mean, these beers have actually been sitting on their table for a few minutes, and head retention is really nice on this beer. So I'm going to say I love the aroma on this beer. The appearance, based on what they say here about the dark brown color with some brilliant red hues, I'm going to say they're spot on that description. So they nailed it on that. Flavor's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Get a really nice bit of chocolate on there. Some coffee notes. Dark roast. Yeah. I don't know if I necessarily pick up any of the Pilsner malt.
None on the nose, but on the taste, it definitely, if you were to blindfold initially, me, I would think it's a Pilsner initially.
Like, yeah. Initially, you do get that Pilsner malt hit. And just a touch of hops. Just a touch. Man, just outstanding. Once again, Schwarz beer from Altstadt Brewing. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're going to go to our next beer. We're going to come back and finish that one up later. So up next, we have Diamonds in My Mouth. This is a hazy double IPA from from Spindle Tap Brewery here in Houston. And I've had this beer many times.
This is I'm sorry, you used to work there, didn't you?
I used to work there. Let's say, is this your favorite from...
This is my first time having diamonds in my mouth.
Your first time having diamonds?
Yes.
Okay.
I've had a few of their other IPAs. I have not had diamonds. I've heard great things, though.
This is definitely one of the most popular hazies that they make. They keep it in rotation. I think I see this one at least once or twice a year in the marketing cans and on draft. If you're not familiar with hazy IPAs, these have been around for a few years, and you've been hiding under a rock if you haven't heard of hazy IPAs. Spindle Tap is very well known for these beers. This is very opaque. If you remember last week, we talked about the hazy IPA over at Brazos Valley, where their beer, their hazy is hazy, but there's still a little bit of, like, you can still kind of see through it a little bit, where this is just a wall of orange.
I once heard somebody tell their child, hey, don't touch daddy's orange juice.
Yeah. I used to like messing with people when I used to do pint nights for Spindle Tap. You know, and if they didn't know I worked for them, I'd go up to the table and was like, are you guys drinking orange juice at a bar? And they would look at me and was like, no, this is a hazy IPA.
I could definitely see that. I mean...
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely has that orange juice look to it. The nose on this is incredible. Like, I'm, like, holding it several inches away from my nose, and you can smell the juice. Smell the juice. It's Citra Mosaic and Galaxy hops.
Makes your mouth water just smelling.
Oh, yeah.
It's just...
Yeah. And so, I'll say this. So, like, I'm not a big fan of Galaxy, especially if it's by itself. It's just off-putting to me for whatever reason. But when it's blended together with some other hops, and it's not up front, it's really enjoyable. And this is a really nice, enjoyable IPA. I get a ton of grapefruit. Citra Mosaic, that's kind of par for the course for those hops. There's a little bit of stone fruit in there too that I'm getting, like maybe some apricot.
I can definitely see the stone fruit in there.
Yeah.
And it's got just the right amount of bitterness. It's not just, not going to just overpower.
No. And this is one of the things I like about the Spindle Tap Hazies is that I've had other hazies, like especially like from New England, right? The New England IPAs from out there. I feel like they're not as hoppy as this is. Like this has a lot more hop forward flavor. I would almost say it's a bit of a marriage of like a little bit of West Coast and some East Coast. So these are always really good. Always enjoy when I get one of these.
So that make it like a Nebraska right down the middle, or?
Man, I would say I used to say that. I mean, we should call these Gulf Coast hazies, right? I mean, I think they're very different from like the Trilliums and the Treehouses. Not in their juiciness, but just in their hop forwardness, I think. Yeah. Mouthfeel is good on this. It's the kind of mouthfeel that you would expect from this type of beer. Just soft, pillowy, kind of almost like a creamy texture. Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely feel creaminess. I mean, when it comes to IPAs that I've had in the past, a lot of them are very overpowering and dry.
Yes.
So I would say this definitely is not dry. It's very drinkable.
But it has a little bit of dryness to it, and that's one of the things I like about it. Because I feel like some hazy IPAs are overly sweet, they're cloying, and they kind of sit on my tongue for a long, long time. Whereas this, it's still there, but I still get like a nice lingering hop note that dries out eventually and makes me want to go in for another sip. Right? So, cheers to Spindle Tap on this. This is a great beer. I highly recommend it. Yeah, good stuff. So, hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to see if we can get Daniel Parks from the Cove to jump in and say a few words and come back. We'll be here. Cheers. Have you visited Galveston Island Brewing? Take a trip to the island and experience the laid-back atmosphere and award-winning craft beer like Tiki Wheat, Citra Mellow IPA, and Hefe Hefeweizen. Enjoy the cozy tap room or the island-style beer garden and patio with plenty of shade and a playground for the kids. Be sure to check out the online calendar for live music and food truck schedules, and come by on Saturday for the free weekly brewery tour at 1 p.m. So gather your friends and join Galveston Island Brewing for some fun in the sun. What's the best way to enjoy beer? Well, after years of extensive research, I have discovered that the best way to enjoy beer is with good friends, and there may not be a better group of friends than the Texas Beer Collective Facebook group. If beer and friends sounds like a winning combination, come join the Texas Beer Collective, the official Facebook group of the Texas Beer Experience podcast. You can find us by doing a Facebook search for the group or by following the link in the show notes. Follow the Texas Beer Experience blog and podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Did you miss an episode? All episodes are available on all the major podcast platforms and even some of the not-so-major ones. And now, back to the Texas Beer Experience podcast. Hey, we're back at the Cove. Friday Night Flights. If you're watching the video and you hear a disembodied voice, it's the ghost of the Cove. Daniel Parks was the former general manager of the Cove, and he now haunts this place.
It's haunting, but I'm still here, unfortunately.
Yeah. He still serves beer. You'll see glasses floating around and beer being poured into them. So they just let him stick around. So I like that.
It's kind of magical how the beer just pops in.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing. So, Daniel, we're doing this kind of for, like, educational purposes. Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing the Friday Night Flights to learn about how to taste different beers, learning the styles, so on and so forth. And our first two beers were the Schwarz beer from Altstadt. And I didn't know that was the correct pronunciation, by the way. I always called it Altstadt until I met the head brewer. He said it's actually pronounced Altstadt.
Well, they do some good German renditions.
They do. And I felt like I needed to, like, salute him in some kind of German salute or something.
Absolutely. That one is probably top five Schwarz beers that I've had.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's very nice. Hits all the marks. Nice roasted notes. A little bit of, like, coffee on the aroma. And I would say it's crushable for a dark beer, but not one that you would want to chug.
No.
Definitely want to sip on that and enjoy it.
Still an enjoyable beer. Yes. No PBR.
No PBR. And we all know that PBR tastes like gas. So.
Is this the second week in a row you've discussed PBR?
I think it might be. Did you see the whole thing on Twitter about that? Like,
yes, I did.
That's hilarious, dude. Like, just freaking funny. All right, the second beer we did was, I'll let you guess.
I'm going to guess it's the Diamonds in My Mouth.
Good job.
Spindle Tap Brewing Company.
That's right. It looks like orange juice.
Yep.
Tastes like orange juice. It's not orange juice.
It's not orange juice.
It doesn't taste like orange juice, but it does have nice juicy flavors to it. I like this one.
I like that one.
I think, you know, we were talking about hazy IPAs and the differences. I feel there's differences in the ones that Spindle Tap makes and some other Texas ones and the ones that come from, like, the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Where the East Coast ones, I feel like they're not as hop forward, whereas this has some nice hoppiness to it that lingers on the tongue well.
Definitely.
After. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that you said that because, there is a misconception of what the New England style is here in Texas, and it's not. It's more hop forward.
Definitely. And another one that you guys always have here is Modern Times. I know they're not Texas, but I feel they're kind of the same way, where their hazy IPA is a little more hop forward.
Hop forward as well. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go to our next beer. I don't know which one we should do. So we have a sour beer and an imperial stout.
Berry splits and what's your stout there?
It's Worth the Wait from Petticoats.
Worth the Wait.
Yeah.
I'm not too familiar with Worth the Wait. It's the first time I've had it, even as from living in Dallas, it's the first time I've had it. So I don't even know.
I don't know much about this beer either.
Yeah, what the beer is or what it's aged in. I have no clue. You could probably start off with the Berry Splits and be okay. It's a light Berliner Weiss.
You think we should go with the Berry Splits first?
Yeah, I think you would be okay.
Okay. Well, let's do Berry Splits. And let me pull that up here on good old Untappd. By the way, if you send me a friend request on Untappd, my name on Untappd is, I can't remember it. It's Texas Brew Dude. It's TX Brew Dude.
Yeah.
And send me a friend request because I'm actually making a list of all the Friday night flights that we do. So there's a public list for this Friday night flight with the four beers that we're trying. And we're going to leave notes on all four of these.
I guess I should get Untappd now.
You should get Untappd. I can't believe you're not on here, dude.
No, I do it for business. I have the business point of it, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. I think can the code follow me?
I'll look into it. I don't even know where to begin.
I'll look into it for you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Maybe that's what I was saying. Could you help me out there, Leo?
I can. I'd love to help out. All right. So we're going to do Berry Splits. This is from New Magnolia Brewing here in Houston. And I like their beers. You know, we've had several of their beers here at the Cove. Ennio Pils is probably my favorite. It's the Italian Pilsner. Mm-hmm. They have a really nice Czech Amber. That's kind of different. Never really heard of a Czech Amber before. But
yeah, that's exactly what they call it. It's a Czech Amber.
It's a Czech Amber that's really, really nice. But the Berry Splits, I've only had this once. And I think they do variations of this. This is blueberry and blackberry. Blueberry and blackberry flavor. 3.5% ABV. No IBUs.
No IBUs.
I think I get blackberry on the nose.
Blackberry for sure. It's really...
And there's a touch of blueberry.
You see, Mimi, I'm in the business side. It doesn't tell me all those details. It doesn't tell me the IBUs or...
I'm just looking on the page for the beer.
Our website?
No, on the Untappd site.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. So, man, that's pretty sour. That's pretty sour. I'm going to be honest. I think it's a little too sour for a Berliner. Just a little bit. Because I feel all I get is sour. And I lose all the berry.
All the berry.
The berry kind of just...
Kind of reminds me of a Warhead.
Mm-hmm.
The Warheads? I need some of this beer.
So hard to get beer here sometimes, man.
If the ghost isn't working.
Man, you know. The ghost. You kind of have like a little bit of an evil ghostly laugh, too, sometimes. Oh,
I've heard that. My daughter tells me I laugh like the Joker sometimes. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I don't know, dude. I kind of like the Joker. Yeah?
Yeah, he's a good guy on the inside.
Seriously.
Or maybe it's the other way. I don't know. But he's a good guy somewhere.
I really feel that. Like, I feel like, especially the last Joker movie with...
He's a
troubled guy. He's a, you know, and that needs medication. Mm-hmm. And I think he's sincere. But
the world was not his friend. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. So, yeah, I definitely, there's a part of me that believes he's a little bit of an anti-hero.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely identify with him a little bit.
Uh-oh.
That's one of my favorite Marvel villain is Magneto.
Magneto, yeah.
I love Magneto. And I just kind of, I understand him,
yeah.
Right? Like, I don't agree with, like, his philosophy as far as, like, how to go about it, but I understand his pain.
I did not know this about you there, Leo.
Yeah. I'm a deep motherfucker, dude. Yeah, but, yeah, this was a little too sour.
A little too sour. Yeah. I like the berry flavor in it, though. It has just enough in there. I haven't tried. They do a citrus splits.
Yeah.
And I think they do a banana splits.
Okay. saw a banana sour.
Yeah, I have not had that one.
I don't know if I'd be a big fan of that. I'm usually a fan of anything banana.
I've had one banana beer.
I mean, I like some Hefeweizens, but it's not my first choice.
True.
I mean, Live Oak. I'll drink a Live Oak anytime. That's a world class.
Yeah, that's happy. Not banana additions. That's just esters from.
That's just the esters
the yeast.
From the yeast. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I'm usually not a big fan of that. But I'll drink good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like there's a good balance of the banana esters and clove. Mm-hmm. You get more clove than the ones that I like.
That's it.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say for a sour, it's sour. But I was hoping to get a lot more of the berry on the flavor. You definitely get the berry on the nose.
I can respect that and understand, because yeah, as I read the description, from being in splits, you think that would be more punch, more punch fruit forward, and it's not. It does have some sourness to it.
Yeah. Turn it back just a little bit, guys. Just a little bit, but. I mean, it's still good. And it's got good ratings on Untappd also. Except for the last guy, he gave it a 1-star. What the hell?
Oh no, who was that? We don't want to talk about who that is.
I don't
is,
want to talk about who that is. All right, so, hey, can I get one of those waters? I'm definitely going to have to cleanse the palate for this one. I don't want any of that sour going into
the finisher right there.
Yeah. We're gonna finish off with this Imperial Stout from Petty Cola's up in Dallas. Worth the wait. So I guess we're gonna find out if this is worth the wait. But hey, before I go into this last beer and the barking dogs, so we're gonna have a big event here at the Cove at the end of the month on the 26th. Saturday, the 26th, we're doing the inaugural Texas Beer Experience Chili Cook-Off. 10 teams are signing up to vie for Texas Chili dominance, right? Texas Chili dominance. And we're going to have a ton of great...
But we can't say dominance because we're only doing incorporating the Cove here. So let's not say the
this
whole
is not, dude. This is.
But
this
it's
is,
Texas style chili
this
here.
Is, we'll just go ahead and say this is the world championship. The world championship of Texas chili at the Cove in a few weeks.
Be put here, it on your calendar. Square.
Yeah. We've posted about it already on our Facebook page. We'll have more information on that on Instagram and other social media. But come on out. It's free to come. Have all the chili that you want, and we'll have great Texas craft beer on tap as well. It's going to be a good time. Like I said, 10 teams. If you want to be a team, there's a link on the Facebook event page where you can go sign up to be a team. It's $25 a team, and there will be prizes for the top teams. So, yeah, it's gonna be fun. I love chili. And let me just tell you this right now. So, I'm a bit of a stickler when it comes to chili, especially around certain things. And you're probably, okay, so some of y'all are going to be like, you're not a real stickler, because I actually don't mind beans and chili.
Don't tell that to any Texan.
I understand. Look, I've lived in Texas my whole life. I understand, right? When we make chili at home, we put beans in it just because it gives it a little more body. It lasts a little bit longer.
I was going to say more body.
It's more hardiness. It has a little more hardiness to it. But if it's competition chili, it has no beans in it, right? So no beans in this chili, no fillers, no rice, no spaghetti. And the other additional ingredient that I will not tolerate is cinnamon. And let me tell you this right now, if you're entering Texas chili competitions and you're putting cinnamon in your chili and you've never won,
That's why. You know, I didn't know that was people's secret until you told me that. I was like, why? I don't understand why you would put cinnamon in chili.
It's so disgusting. Yeah. Like, I've judged several competitions, and literally the worst ones always have cinnamon in them. I think that's like, it's a Cincinnati chili thing. Which is not chili.
Well, there's the rules. No cinnamon.
No cinnamon, no beans. No fillers, no rice, no spaghetti, no... Yeah.
Now I just got to figure out how to be an admin so I can post that. But we still haven't got a notification.
I think I'll talk. I'll ask you something off air. So I think I know what you need to do. So, but yeah, January. I mean, not January 26th. February 26th at the Cove, starting at noon to 4:00. Chili cook-off. It's gonna be a ton of fun. We'll have more details coming soon. All right, let's go to last beer.
Worth the wait.
Worth the wait.
So yeah, Petticoats is one of my favorite breweries from Dallas.
They make favorite beers. I know, get to drink it very often. I don't know if you've had it on tap here, but Velvet Hammer.
Yeah, we've had it on tap here.
Yeah, Velvet Hammer is a great beer. It's an Imperial Red Ale. It'll punch you in the face. I think it's 10%. 10%.
Isn't that high?
Yeah, I think it's 10%. My good buddy Tony Drury, beer peddler, gave me a 16-ounce last time I saw him, and I had it the other day. It's so good. So cheers to Tony, who hopefully will be a podcast guest at some point.
That'd be great. I'd love to see him again. I haven't seen him probably in like 8 years.
Really, in 8 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
We're going to try and get him here. That's a good dude. He has some great stories.
Great story. He's a good storyteller.
For sure. Anyway, I want to read the description for this beer on tap. I feel like, you know, some breweries really put forth an effort in their description. This is literally three paragraphs on Untappd.
It's quite a bit of paragraphs.
So here we go. This is for Worth the Wait from Petticoats Imperial Stout. All right. Over our first 8 years, we fought a number of lengthy battles with varying results, all the while opting to play the long game in hopes of expanding the rights of Texas craft brewers. In celebration of our lengthiest struggle and perhaps biggest victory, the passage of Beer to Go in Texas, we present our 8-year anniversary beer, a cherry vanilla imperial stout, aptly called Worth the Wait. Our cherry vanilla imperial stout incorporates three different varieties of chocolate malt alongside flaked oats to give the beer a velvety body screaming of chocolate and roasted coffee. We utilize vanilla to intensify the mouthfeel and add a touch of creamy sweetness. A blend of sweet and tart cherries intensifies the beer's aroma and gives Worth the Wait additional complexity on the finish. Worth the Wait is perfect to pair or have on its own as dessert. Take your time, share with family and friends at the end of a meal, and you'll find that much like the passage of Beer to Go in Texas, it will be worth the wait. Man. Talk about some serious wordsmiths over there at Petticoats.
He was a huge advocate for changing the beer platform here in Texas.
Absolutely. That Beer to Go literally saved breweries during the pandemic.
Oh, absolutely.
Literally. Because breweries could not sell Beer to Go before that. Most breweries. The larger ones couldn't. St. Arnold, you know, may not be in existence if it wasn't for that law. So cheers for the 5-8 years. I feel like we need to toast that one.
Yeah, good job, Mike. Petticoats, thank you. Yeah, great brew house. He's got a lot going on there.
Whoa.
That's definitely.
Dude. Man, I got to tell you, 10%. This is a 10% Imperial style. And I feel like it drinks like a 6%.
Like 6? That's what I thought when I first tasted it. I never let it really warmed up when I tried it. It had a lot of vanilla to me. I'd like to know what kind of cherry they put in it, though.
I don't think it's cordial cherries.
No. I don't know if they use a Wisconsin brand or something imported, you know.
I'd be curious to find that out, too. But the cherry's there.
Cherry's there.
The cherry is definitely there.
Definitely on the nose, heavily. Yeah.
I get a little bit of vanilla on the nose, too.
That's really good.
Okay, I like that one.
It's harder than hell to get someone's attention around here, you know?
Well, dude, she probably can't see you. There's so many people at the bar.
These customers that will wait on me.
Oh, really? Do we know? Hey, just yell at somebody, dude. I don't care.
Ryan! Rhianna!
What's up, dude?
Can you get me a taser of number 25, please?
There we go. All
right.
The boss man, the ghost. The ghost is telling people to get him a beer.
Yeah, my superpowers are gone tonight. So, yeah, I'd like to try it again.
What's that?
I'd like to try this. I haven't had it since we tapped it up.
Okay.
It's been selling really well for us.
I think
anything
it's nice.
Anything Petacolis does. I mean, you don't find it anywhere in Houston, really.
You don't.
Few places.
So, how are you guys getting it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They drive it down here.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have a cartage license that we are able to get our own craft beer within the state of Texas.
That's very cool that you can do that. That's very cool. Yeah, everything is like, you have to have a license to do everything in Texas. Especially
everything.
When it comes to alcohol.
It doesn't make sense.
There you go, man.
Thank you, sir. Did they ever change back the rules from the COVID years? It's still,
I think
still
Governor,
sell to go?
I think Governor Abbott said that you can still sell everything to go.
Correct.
Yeah,
even
but they don't have
keep
a license. So do we need a license? Do we need to renew that license for us to sell to go?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
DC?
Better call CABC and find out.
Better call. I guess we do because we can still sell kegs. We don't have to. I don't know how many people are still selling it in a separate container. That's the way it was supposed to be. You can't sell a cocktail mixed. It's supposed to be
like separate.
Separate.
The ingredients separated,
right.
And you mix it at home.
Right.
Okay. See, I never did that throughout the whole pandemic.
Oh, you never bought anything to go?
I never bought any mixed drinks to go.
Oh.
I bought beer to go.
Margaritas? I mean, not much you can do about a margarita. I mean, the frozen one's going to come pre-mixed, so you can't do anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's supposed to have the mixer and then the tequila taped to the side.
I saw somebody post a picture the other day where I think there was a frozen margarita, mm-hmm. So it was a styrofoam cup with a lid, and you have to put a piece of tape over it.
Tape over so it can't be accessed with the straw
during
your drive.
Yeah, so if you don't put a tape over it, you're breaking the law.
Who would have thought the tape?
Actually, they have been doing that in Louisiana for quite a while.
Right, Louisiana's been doing that for
thank God it's for Louisiana, huh?
Hey, hell yeah. If you can go to a drive-through daiquiri place in Louisiana, nobody's going to bat an eye. You can put your straw in there and go get on the road. Now, you're not supposed to. But
pouring a Sonic cup, you're good.
That reminds me of the high school days, man.
18, 21, I mean.
When we were when I was in high school, we had an open campus, and we could go off campus for lunch. There was a Sonic right across the street. We'd get Route 44s, and somebody would always have something that we'd toss in there to mix it up. Yeah, yeah. So, I'm getting a phone call from my daughter.
No.
Maybe you should call her. Yeah. But anyway, we got distracted here. What were we talking about? Texas beer laws.
Oh. So, yeah, Texas beer laws, Louisiana, and you causing trouble when you're young.
I caused a little bit of trouble. Yeah.
No, we all caused trouble when we were younger.
Oh, for sure.
We were smart enough not to get caught.
You know what I don't like?
It seems that everybody this day is get caught.
Yeah. Well, it's because they record everything and put it on YouTube.
Right. Don't be a dumbass and put it on social media.
Bingo, I like that. That's the first time someone's just said that. Yeah, that's it.
Dude, I hate the argument of like people say, man, kids nowadays, they're a lot worse than when I was a kid. I was like, no, they're not. We were terrible, too.
You just
matured.
Yeah, people just know about it now, and they get caught. Exactly. Yeah.
There are people going on live doing things and blatantly breaking laws and get caught.
Based on that. That's cool. Or,
whatever. Hey, man. Sometimes that negative attention is good, though. Yeah. Have you taken a sip of it already?
I did.
Yeah.
Trying to warm it up a little bit. You guys have been sitting out.
It's been sitting out for a little bit. It's also like kind of warm.
See, when it's cold, all I get is that sharp roast.
And
it's really roasty. Maybe that's why I didn't think it was up to my loving when I first tried it.
You're loving?
Yeah.
That sounds sexy.
Yeah. Petacolis is a good brewery. Golden opportunity. I mean, Thrilla in Brazil. you know. You ever had that one?
No. Dude, I've really only had Velvet Hammer.
Oh, man.
And maybe one other beer that I can't recall the name of. Maybe an IPA.
So, yeah, he went to the World Cup in Brazil, and he brew the Imperial IPA called Thrilla in Brazilla.
Yeah?
Oh, that's unreal. It was awesome. Yeah, he does a lot of good stuff.
They need to name a beer called My Kind of Lovin'.
My Kind of Lovin'?
Yeah.
What is your kind of lovin'?
Whatever you want it to be, buddy. Hey, we just put out, Galveston Island just put out a strawberry chocolate imperial stout called Good and Bad for Valentine's Day.
I like that name.
Yeah, right?
Really good. Strawberry chocolate.
Yeah.
Sweet and sexy.
Sweet and sexy, man. Good and bad. Yeah, taproom only. Or come to the Cove maybe sometime next week. I might have some cans for you to try.
Just have some sampling cans available for the chili cook-up. Or for the winner. The winner gets top three teams get one can or something.
Top three teams get a can of Good and Bad.
Yeah. Can you make that happen, Leo?
I might be able to make that happen. Yeah. I've been known to be a guy that can make things happen. I'm like I feel like I'm the Red of a beer. Red, the character from Shawshank Redemption. Morgan Freeman's character.
Okay.
He says, I'm the guy that's been known to get things from time to time.
Absolutely.
Right?
I thought you were going on that 70s show for a second. That
Red. Oh,
Red. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, you know, what Red are you talking about?
Every time I think about that guy, I always think of Clarence Boddicker from RoboCop.
Yes. Right? He was so good.
He's one of the villains of RoboCop. And every time I see him, I was like, that's Clarence Boddicker. Yeah.
Is he? He's a villain in RoboCop?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Which one?
He's like the drug dealer guy with the glasses, bald head.
I haven't seen it in forever, but I
actually just
rewatched
it.
Watch this.
I think it's on Amazon right now.
Oh,
dude, it holds up. Like, it's cheesy, but it holds up.
It still holds up.
Yeah. 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 And
that was like the first Universal Soldier, you know?
Could
have been.
The second movie, the second RoboCop, was terrible.
Terrible.
And the remake was also not very good.
Oh, they did a remake.
With the actor that I kind of like, but it just wasn't good. The original's the best.
Yeah.
I think it's because of that actor that played Clarence Boddicker. He was so good in that. It's just a huge dick thing, right?
It makes you hate him.
Right? Yeah. And then the famous line, which our friends over at Equal Parts named a beer from this line, is called "I Work for Dick Jones." Yeah. So there's a scene in RoboCop where RoboCop is like beating the shit out of him, and so he's like trying to run from him. He's like, "You're going after the wrong guy. I work for Dick Jones." And Dick Jones is like the executive of the company that made RoboCop. Yeah.
All right, that's my late night movie tonight.
Dude, you
gotta watch RoboCop.
I work for Dick Jones. Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, I don't remember that part either. So, tonight,
tomorrow. The other classic line from the commercial that you would see being played on TVs is some guy with like scantily clad women. He would say, "I'd buy that for a dollar." Yeah. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, they don't. I guess new movies aren't classic enough to say they have classic lines.
I mean, in 20 years, we'll say, "Remember that? That's a classic line."
Yeah, there's a few I feel like that immediately stand out. It just depends on your genre face. I feel like comedies would be more prevalent.
Okay, as the beer warms, I do get more cherry in the aroma.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Before, it was just a lot of rose.
I feel like
vanilla.
Some of the chocolate comes to the nose.
I feel like the vanilla lingers. Has been lingering on the tongue for a while.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And that's why it scared me off a little bit. It just stayed on the palate.
Yeah, don't really get a lot of cherry in the aftertaste. More roast, more vanilla than anything. Which is not bad. That's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. Those are nice flavors.
Back to what you said earlier, it's drinking like a 6%, and that's dangerous.
again.
Yeah, I would expect this beer to be a little more boozy than what it is, but it's not. It also has 80 IBUs.
How many?
80.
Really?
Yeah. Are you getting that much bitterness from it? I mean, that good bitterness, I don't know if it's 80.
I don't know if it's 80.
Yeah. I would venture to say it's closer to maybe 50.
50, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, at least that's the way I have my perception of it.
Huh. 80 IBUs.
Yeah. Very good.
So there's three different chocolate barleys they use, or is it?
Let's see. It says here, blend of sweetened tart cherries. What does it talk about? Three different varieties of chocolate malt alongside flaked oats. So the flaked oats, you know, flaked oats are used in hazy IPAs to give it that kind of like that creamy, the puffy mouthfeel.
Slight sweet, yeah.
I don't know how much they use in this, but I don't really get that. I don't get like creaminess to it. Maybe more of like a velvety feel. So maybe just a light addition of flaked oats or not.
Light, yeah. Did they say there was oats in this one?
It says there's some flaked oats. Good. Yeah, three varieties of chocolate malt alongside flaked oats to give the beer a velvety body. Okay, there you go. Screen your chocolate and roasted coffee. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the second time for me to taste it, and I have to say this time, better go around.
Good.
Yeah. What's that? I took the initial sip, but I like to non-sip concern and just let them breathe, because that's when a stout really just comes to life. You get all the flavors that you just kind of like from that. Once it breathes a little bit, I feel like that's when it really just gets score.
Absolutely. Maybe that's the trick. Maybe it was too cold when I was first trying.
I like to stout sit a little bit too, so, yeah.
Oh. Sunday night stout.
I try to do a Sunday night stout post, and I think I've missed the last. Just I think this last week I didn't do one. I know there was one the week before. I just take a picture of a stout I'm drinking at home, put it as a story on Instagram. Yeah.
I gotta get with it.
Dude, you gotta get with it, bro.
I mean, because I probably have a stout every Sunday.
Do you?
Probably.
Yeah? That's my last beer of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning up here, because I usually close every Sunday, so as I'm cleaning up, that's my last beer of the day, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You like to start off with a double IPA?
No, this morning, it varies, depending on weather. You know, this morning I had a Founder's Breakfast out, so.
That's a good call.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That's a good call.
I haven't had my coffee yet, you know, so I mopped and swept with a Founder's Breakfast out.
20-ounce pour?
I had to think about that. How much is that? That's a lot.
Yes, it is. There's a local bar here that I used to do tap takeovers at. I'm not going to say who it is, but so when I worked at Spindle Tap, they have a really nice Russian Imperial called Aceite Crudo. Great, great stout. I think it's 11%. And so I would do these tap takeovers at this bar, and they would have different sizes. So they would do like a flight size, a 12-ounce pour, a 16-ounce pour, and a 22-ounce pour. Of all the beers that are on the tap takeover. And so they had that in 22-ounce pours. I showed up and I told the owners, like, dude, so if you want to get sued, you're well on your way to getting sued.
I mean, at that point, you might as well go with the ingrained one bottle.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And so that was the last time that he did that. He's like, dude, you're right. I shouldn't give people huge beers like that in 22-ounce. Like steins of a Russian Imperial Stout.
That sounds like my paradise. It's like all I drink all day, Russian Imperial. I mean, last name is Reisner, R-I-S, for your Russian Imperial Stout.
So. There you go.
Nice. Yeah. That's a great combo. I like that.
Dude, we need to do a collab beer with you and call it Reisner, R-I-S. Yeah. Well, hey, dude, we'll talk to the guys at Decca and see if maybe they'll do a beer for you.
That sounds pretty awesome.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
I think we can make it happen.
Reisner IRS. Yeah. Hey, maybe we could have that as a beer at the chili cook-off. If we tell them today, they might be ready on time.
Tell them yesterday.
Or yesterday. It might be ready on time.
Get in the time machine, Leo.
Yeah, right.
DeLorean at 88.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and close the show. Ronnie, thanks for joining the show today, buddy. We're going to do this again. This is going to be kind of a weekly series. Won't be able to do it next week because I'll be in Austin for the Texas Craft Brewers annual meeting and the Texas Craft Brewers Cup, which I think is open to the public. So it's the first time that Texas Craft Brewers will be competing against each other to win awards for our beers. So kind of like GABF for Texas.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty awesome.
So looking forward to that. So we won't be here next week for that one, but come to Austin and hang out and come watch the awards and cheer on your favorite breweries. Want to mention again the Chili Cook-Off on the 26th. We're 3 weeks away. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're signing up 10 teams.
How many teams do we have right now, Leo?
We actually just have one.
Okay.
First one signed up today.
We got two, Sean, so I'll tell him to sign up.
Sean's going
to
sign up, Sean's one of the owners. And by the way, somebody was telling me today, I don't want to sign up because I feel it's going to be rigged. This will not be rigged.
It will not be rigged.
It will not be rigged. The best chili is going to win. Okay? The best chili is going to win. So, yeah, if you want to enter a team, go to the Facebook page. I'm also going to put the link in the show notes for the podcast. Sign up, and you'll be good to go. And don't put any cinnamon in your chili, and you're going to be good. You're going to have a great time. I'm sorry, man. It just really bothers me.
I 100% agree with you.
It really bothers me.
You said something that blew my mind. I never had heard of people putting spaghetti in their chili.
Right.
That's not chili. If you're putting that on spaghetti, that's sauce. That's spaghetti sauce.
Sauce.
That's not chili.
It's not Italian food.
It's the good stuff.
So, if you're from Ohio, I'm sorry, but it's just wrong.
Anyway. Well, it's not wrong. You just can't come to this competition, okay?
You can come and lose if you want to.
And
have, like, the only tent where, like, nobody's eating the chili. But yeah. Come and try real chili. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us today. Come watch the video on YouTube or listen on your favorite podcasting platform. We'll be back next week. Don't know who the guest is going to be next week. I'm trying to line something up in Austin while we're there. Maybe do a live feed. We'll see. Who knows?
That'd be a lot of fun.
We'll definitely have footage from the Craft Brewers Cup as well. So,
and that's next Friday.
That's on Saturday actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's like I got Thursday off. I could go to Austin on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll be there Friday, Saturday, and a little bit of Sunday.
Nope. Okay, I'll be there Thursday.
I won't be there, but anyway.
He's going to buy all your beer that you want before you can get to it.
No, I'm not going to tell you where I'm going.
Yeah, sounds like Leo.
No, we'll talk about off air where you should go. So anyway, thanks again for watching the show. Stay tuned next week, and have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Cheers.
All right, cheers, everybody. Thank you.